Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's almost time to... Your Rochester Red Wings kick off this evening, and a man here to help us celebrate all of it. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Please put your hands together for the triumphant appearance of our good buddy. You can check him out on the live stream at WCMF.com or on the Odyssey app. All that brought to you by Three Heads Brewery, the official brewery of general managers. Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings. Hey, Mace, what's up, buddy?
The studio is amazing, guys.
Not really.
Love your new digs.
All we did was put three cameras
in. You got some new furniture.
Tommy got kind of a desk.
Yeah.
And these things work? I don't know what you call these. Yeah, the things that hold the microphones?
I don't even know if they
work. Mic holder.
Yeah.
It works for now. So, Mace, if you're watching the live stream, you see Mace is wearing all of his Rochester Red Wings memorabilia. You got that sweet old school coat on. You look like every 8-year old in 1978 on his way to the sad lot to play ball.
I know.
What do you got? Oh, the jacket's coming off, ladies.
We got to show all the drip. You know what I mean?
Wow. Tommy, that's such a young person thing. Tommy didn't even catch that.
What do you say?
Exactly. All right, so, Mace, you guys are first pitch today.
Today, gates open at 2:30. Game time 4:05. The first 1,000 fans get a free toboggan hat.
Ooh.
First 2,500 fans get a free magnetic schedule. And Milo the Bat Dog will be making the first of his career high 8 appearances at Innovative Field this year.
How hard has that been? Now, I know Innovative Field is great. It's a, you know, new name is mine. How hard has that been to switch over to Innovative Field for you? Because you've been working, you know, over there for a very long time.
Yeah, habits are hard to break sometimes, but I think we got it down pat now. Okay. Innovative Field.
All right, so 4:05 today. You got all those giveaways. We'll get to this weekend, but there are things we have to discuss with you that have been brewing here in the break room for a while.
So what's going on?
Well, Tommy, we were talking last week that they revealed their new food items.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesdays, which sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Told you about the Mexican rice bowls.
Very tasty.
We got them here. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Delicious.
Amazing. Thank you for bringing them in. Mm-hmm. But the thing that threw us for a loop, Mace, you guys are going to be doing soup of the day at the ballpark. Tommy, we had been discussing. Soup, not really ballpark food.
Yeah, it doesn't move well.
No.
Like, I'd have to get the soup and walk to my seat, then eat the soup.
And you need a spoon?
I need a spoon. I need a place to put the soup while I'm not eating it.
And, I mean, you are at a scenario, Mace, where there could be balls flying out of the park, and I'm holding a steaming hot cup of soup.
Yeah.
Just kind of, I mean, it seems like a liability that you wouldn't want a part of, Mace.
So did you get a lot of requests for soup?
We have very athletic fans. They're nimble. Yeah. So if there's a foul ball coming their way, we feel very confident they'll be able to get their soup and themselves out of the way.
All right, so you would ask the question.
A lot of requests for soup? That's why you went down the soup road?
Well, you know, we're always trying to do new things. And
yeah, soup's
April,
not new.
Well, no.
Soup's actually
it's not
one of the
new.
First things.
It's like one of the first new, three foods ever.
Yeah. New at a ballpark, though.
Okay. I think we crawled out of soup. That's how we became humans. that soupy thing.
So Wings are home this weekend. But, you know, in April, some of the games are a little chilly.
Sure.
What is better on a little crisp day than soup?
So what kind of soup do you got?
We're going to have, well, the chef, Chef Keith, he does, so far I've had the broccoli soup, which he killed it.
Okay.
But his beef stew, unbelievable.
All right, so let's talk about that because that was a debate we got. Yep.
Unbelievable beef stew.
All right, but here's the thing. Stew's not soup. It's not stew of the day. It's soup of the day. Now, it sounds delicious, and I'm going to have this beef stew when I go to the ballpark. I'm excited about it.
You're saying it doesn't fall under the category?
It's not a soup.
Well, it's in a cup.
No, okay, so it's ice cream. Is that a soup?
You eat it the same way.
Well, if you let it sit long enough, yes.
Okay, well, no, I'm saying
is chili a soup?
No, chili is not soup. Chili is chili.
But it's
chili
also served in a bowl with a soup.
No, but again, just because it's in a bowl doesn't make it. Cereal is not a soup.
But chili usually shows up in the list of soups on a menu.
Yeah, that's not. Is it my fault that those places screw up? It's not. Chili's not soup.
That's not the biggest question.
What is it?
Do you want to sit next to a man who's just consumed broccoli soup? Because if you've ever had broccoli soup, broccoli soup stays with you all day.
It's a valid point.
Like when you'll forget you had broccoli soup, and then all of a sudden, oh yeah, I had broccoli soup for lunch.
Mace, the other question. Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester
Red
Wings.
We're asking him all these questions, and he's not even answering.
Well, I don't even think we need the answers.
You're not even giving him a chance.
Red Wings first pitch, 4:05 today. You said Gates at?
2:30.
2:30, okay. What am I getting my soup in?
Oh, yeah.
When I buy it?
Standard bowl? What are you?
I think a bowl, yeah.
Do you get the lid like you get at Wegmans when you ladle your own soup?
Yeah, because Kimmy was theorizing that you would get a cup with your soup
like
that
a
you
whole,
could like.
Yeah. Slurp like you could it.
Sip
it?
Your soup.
Yeah,
it's
like
got to have
soup,
a lid.
Soup sippy cup.
Maybe put it in a beer bat?
Okay, will you do
soup bet?
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a horrible idea.
Oh, no, that would
How
be the best.
How would you drink it?
What do you mean?
Like like you would drink a soda or a beer.
Well, no, I would want a long-ass spoon for my soup bet.
Wait, you'd want a spoon?
Well, yeah,
you would just suck down your soup.
No spoons.
You can't drink stew, which again goes back to my argument that it's not soup.
Yes, you can. You can drink stew. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. Just stick it in the bat.
All right.
Give it a shot.
All right, so Kimmy, you know how there's been this tradition now at pro baseball games. If you catch a ball with your beer, you have to chug the beer. If I catch a ball with my soup, do I have to chug the soup?
Clearly.
All right,
you got to give the people what they pay for. Come on, give them what they want. Do it for the fans, Pat.
Going from the soup questions with general manager Dan Mason of the Rochester Red Wings in new actual ballpark stuff. Tommy, I was telling you this morning, this will be the first time in Rochester Red Wings history where there will be robot umps. What are you guys officially calling them?
It's the ABS system.
Which is?
Automatic balls and strikes.
Okay, so now tell me when I'm wrong here.
Okay.
There were cameras installed at Frontier Field.
A lot of cameras.
That are behind home plate.
They're all over the place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's eight cameras positioned all over the field.
So for half of your home games this year, you will not have a human calling balls and strikes. You will have this system calling balls and strikes.
That is correct.
Have you seen it in action yet?
I've seen it in other ballparks, yes.
Okay. And I know you're a baseball traditionalist.
Yes.
How do you feel about this new development?
Whatever it takes to get the call right.
So is there an ump still standing there?
Yes. So okay. Fans,
what is he doing?
So fans actually will not notice.
Oh.
If you came to a game and we were having it was an ABS game, fans would not know the difference.
So what's that ump doing?
So basically, he is there on the field. He'll have a monitor. He'll have like an earpiece, and somebody up in the press box will view the computer and tell him, "Yeah, that was a ball or that was a strike."
Man,
and
what
he'll
a cake gig this is!
He'll make
guy's not doing nothing.
Well, no, he still has to call plays at the plate, balks, things
sure.
like that.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, there's
exactly.
other stuff.
Balk.
Yeah. What's a balk?
The pitch clock. He has to,
Oh, yeah, the pitch clock.
Sure
you guys have had the pitch clock.
So now you have a shot clock on the pitches, right?
That's in Major League. It's new this year. They've had it for a couple
years. Oh, I didn't know that.
So, but I mean, I'm assuming, Mace, that they are experimenting with this ABS technology to eventually move it into Major League Baseball if it's successful.
That's correct.
So,
and then, sorry.
Oh, no. So if you're going to the ballpark to go see the Red Wings, you could be witnessing history that eventually shows up.
This is a great night for old guys to go to the park. There are so many things to be mad at baseball right now. Goddamn soup, long-ass beers. Now there's computers on the field.
Well, I'll tell you this,
too. They think you got to have
Fridays,
a lady robot down there.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games will be challenge games. So the umps will make the calls, just like the old days. Mm-hmm. The pitcher, the catcher, and the hitter will have a couple of seconds after every pitch to challenge it.
Okay.
So they can go up,
Yeah.
If the pitcher feels it was a strike and they called it a ball, they can ask for it to be looked at.
So that would be a game where the human ump calls balls and strikes,
correct.
And the system is there just for review purposes.
Check.
Correct.
And how many reviews do I get a 9-inning game?
3 per team.
If we go into extras, do I get more?
No.
You don't sound confident.
But you get soup.
252-WCMF 252-9263. General manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason, hanging out with us. First pitch 4:05 today. They're there all weekend. We'll get to that in just a second. I mean, look, I know that baseball traditionalists.
I'm telling you, there's going to be old guys. It gives us something to be mad at.
Well, like yesterday, opening day for Major League Baseball happened. They got the bigger bases. They imply put the shot clock in, pitch clock in.
Wait, the bases are actually
flying
bigger?
By. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, it's making the game safer.
Right. No shift.
Faster. Yeah, the shift was taken away. We're getting into super nerdy baseball stuff. I watched a couple of games yesterday. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't hate it.
No, it's great.
The games went quick.
You like the pace?
Yes.
So they said it shaved like almost 30 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
Per game.
Now, that was opening day, so it's one thing. But yeah, it's that seems like, because you guys were dealing with the pitch clock for the first time, your games were faster.
We did it about, I think it was 6 or 7 years ago we started to do it. And then for, you know, the first year they paid attention, and then the umps kind of let the players just, they stopped paying attention to the clocks. Last year they said you got to pay attention to the clocks, and it really cut our games down by 20 to 30 minutes a game.
Which,
and it was great.
The biggest complaint from casual baseball fans is, I don't want to be here 4 hours. I don't want to sit and watch a game on TV for 4 hours.
Well, there's a lot of downtime.
Mm-hmm. I can only eat so much soup.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm all full of soup, right? I've been eating broccoli soup all day.
Oh, four you don't hours, want to sit next to that guy.
4 hours worth of broccoli
soup. That guy's
soup.
Dangerous.
All right, Mace. So, Milo the Bat Dog, you got the toboggan hat giveaway for the first...
1,000 fans for the hats, 2,500 fans for the magnetic schedules. And then everybody gets to see Milo the Bat Dog.
Which is great. All right, so tomorrow you guys are home as well.
Tomorrow home. Game time 1:05. Gates open at noon. Magnetic schedule giveaway. And then Sunday, game time 1:05. Kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Okay, we talked about this. So it's the kids is suggested, right?
Kids can run the
bases. Kids can run the bases. So there will be someone checking IDs at the gate to run the bases?
Correct. Kids can run the bases.
Tommy, I'm excited to go see this robot umpire technology.
But you won't really notice it. Like you said, it's just cameras.
You won't really notice it until the challenge games.
Yeah.
I think so. Tuesday through Thursday games will be the ABS games. And again, I don't think fans are really going to be able to tell the difference.
But what I think is unique about this, tell me if I'm wrong, not to get super nerdy here, Tommy, you never played baseball as a kid. You never played any organized sports?
No, thanks for constantly pointing that out.
Big old sissy.
But I've had a lot of soup.
If you played baseball growing up, if you watch baseball, Mace, you know, as much as they say they don't, every umpire has their own personal strike zone.
Correct.
They can change based on umpire, whereas this computer system, it's going to be a consistent
strike zone
across the league at all times.
Right.
I'm interested to see if you're going to notice that compared to a Friday, Saturday, Sunday game where you have an umpire that has their, quote, personal strike zone. If you'll be able to see it with the naked eye.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I think one of the cool things about the challenge games is that if there is a challenge, the replay will be very quick. It won't be like if you're watching a college basketball game or even, you know, football. There's the delay. It takes a long time to review that.
Sure.
And MLB has done a really good job of making it very quick. The player has to decide, like, within seconds, and then the review will be very quick because they'll just say, okay, what was it, a ball strike, according to the computer, and – we'll get going again.
There is one thing that sucks, though, Tommy.
What's that?
Well, like we were talking this morning, if when you go to a game that's an ABS game, a robot umpire game, it's not the umpire making the calls.
Yes.
So who are you supposed to argue with?
Well, you can't.
Like if the umpire is really
upset.
You just
got to go up to that camera and just get it in his face. Right? Throw your hat on the ground. The camera just stares at you.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. So homestand this weekend.
Yep, 3 this weekend, then we go to Syracuse, and we'll be back home on the 11th through the 18th.
Okay, and if I want to get tickets to the game this evening, or this afternoon, I'm sorry?
Go to redwingsbaseball.com or give us a buzz at 423-WING.
And if I want one of those super cool jackets you're wearing?
Stop by the Red Wings team store for all the latest drip.
What is that? Are you saying drip?
Yeah, drip.
Drip or drip?
Yeah, that's what the kids are saying these
Kimmy,
days.
You're the youngest person here. You want to explain to Tommy what drip is?
It's swag.
Thank you.
It was what swag was.
You're going to have to do that again because that's still
no,
not
I think
close
he
enough.
Knows what swag is.
Swag, I guess.
What swag?
Clothes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, style.
Trendy. Yeah.
Trending. Style. Right.
Trending. No, she said trending.
But,
trending.
But drip doesn't even make sense.
What is anything?
Well,
swag,
swag
doesn't make sense. Groovy doesn't make sense.
Groovy is groovy.
What is groovy? Define groovy.
You are not groovy. You opposite you.
What would make me groovy?
If you leave. That would be totally groovy.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings. Go see him this weekend.
Yeah.
Watch. And so this weekend will be challenge games with the robot umpires.
Actually, those don't start until the end of this month when the ABS will kick in.
I can get my tacos on Tuesday when you guys are back home. I can get a rice bowl anytime I want.
Those will be specials. So we'll let you know.
Okay, we'll let you know about the rice bowl.
We'll get the word out.
What about soup? Can I get some soup?
We'll be doing the soup of the day probably for our April game. So it's not going to be something, you know, you're not going to get soup in July or June.
Okay, but wait.
But so, early in the season, so, you're going to get
soup.
Because
that would be weird.
Can I get
at and the it might park. Be stew or it might be
ooh,
chili.
Stew.
Can I get soup today?
No, because it's not April yet.
It's one day before.
You know how they are.
Yeah, no, I don't think soup does.
Wait, okay, wait. We can talk about soup for 10 minutes. I can't go get soup?
Just get a hot dog today.
Okay.
Get your first Weigel's red or white ooh, hot, covered nice. With Rochester meat hot sauce. That's the way to start on opening day.
He's only been here once so far this season, and he's already done with
yes.
us. Shut up and eat your hot dog and come to the ballpark and have fun, please.
Yeah, and then when you get your soup, get a beer bat in the Red Wings team store while you're checking out all the drip. And then put your soup in a beer bat and just give it a shot. See what happens.
The coolest man in Rochester, mm-hmm. Dan Mason, general manager of Rochester Red Wings. Thanks for the time, buddy. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!